With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. A camp where almost 15,000 Haitian migrants had waited along the Texas border just days ago is now dramatically smaller. Meanwhile, in Mexico, migrants in a growing camp were surrounded yesterday by security forces. Both governments appear eager to end the increasingly politicized humanitarian situation at the border. Also on SRNnews.com, foreign policies on the agenda at the White House today.
After addressing the United Nations earlier this week, the president continues meeting with world leaders. He begins by holding Oval Office talks with Indian President Modi. Then he'll host the Quad Leaders Summit with the leaders of India, Japan, and Australia. Later in the afternoon, Mr. Biden will meet with the Japanese Prime Minister.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has endorsed COVID-19 booster shots for millions of older and otherwise vulnerable Americans. A panel of advisors made the recommendation yesterday. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky signed off on it shortly afterward. The Biden administration is imploring Iran to quickly return to talks on its nuclear program after a three-month hiatus caused by its government transition. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke with reporters Thursday in New York.
We continue to believe that a return to mutual compliance with the agreement is in our interest. It's the best available option to restrict Iran's nuclear program and to provide a platform to address its other destabilizing activities.
Diplomats from the remaining parties to the agreement have been meeting Iran's foreign minister on the sidelines of the annual UN General Assembly to gauge Tehran's willingness to return to the talks in Vienna. On Wall Street, Dow futures are off 84 points, NASDAQ futures down 70 points. This is SRN News.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Financial issues plague us all, especially in these uncertain times. Dan Celia helps us navigate these difficult financial times every weekday from 9 till noon on AM 600 WBOB. News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Johnson. We're working to get more information on why there's a heavy police presence in Nassau County. Witnesses report hearing a barrage of gunfire around 2:45 this morning. A witness says 5 minutes after a final shot was heard, which was pretty loud, a helicopter could be seen in the air searching a wooded area just outside of town. Alachua County's mask mandate will continue for at least 3 more weeks. The superintendent says it's the right decision. Some districts, like Alachua and Duval, mandated masks with a medical opt-out. Also, the superintendent in Alachua County says her district will not follow the new state rule, which gives parents the discretion whether or not their child will quarantine after a COVID exposure.
It's shocking to me that a public health approach and strategy is to actually do non-public health steps and mitigation strategies.
That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning. Plenty of sunshine today with only a few clouds in the afternoon. Our high today, 84. This evening will be clear with an overnight low of 65, and currently it is 65 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With Democrats still trying to reach a deal on some spending items, the White House Budget Office now tells federal agencies to stop preparing for a possible government shutdown. Subpoenas are being issued to former Trump officials by the committee investigating the January 6th riots. And a brand new Fox News poll shows that 65% favor keeping Roe versus Wade.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
It's Friday, and the weather's a little bit cooler. So there we go. You can tell it's so cool because Roger's got his Jaguars jersey on again.
I'm very hopeful about this weekend.
You know, hopeful is good, but hopeful doesn't mean anything more. I just want statistics. I want numbers. You know, hey, I'm hopeful I'm going to be able to lift that weight that Roger can lift. But if I don't work at it, I mean, anyway, I'm joking. But anyway, nah, maybe I'm not. But anyway, hey, 5 minutes after 6 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger. By the way, it says Henderson on the back, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
You used to have one at Tiba, but you actually sold a profit, made some of those off-selling.
This was actually
right?
a gift. So my daughter put my own last name on the back.
I like it. Yeah. All right, just don't get one for me on with that jersey that says Dean. And right now, in fact, even with the Seminoles losing, I don't want anything. I won't even wear my Seminoles gear to the station.
You don't?
No.
That's right. You haven't worn it in a while.
That's right, because when you lose, it's real quick, before I get to you ever notice when you play basketball, you made the foul shot, everybody gives you a high five?
Right.
Now, if you miss the foul shot, everybody, no, don't touch them. You don't reward somebody who can't accomplish the goal.
So the anyway. Thing about college sports is that there's so many different types of games being played. Somebody's bound to be winning. Maybe it's the girls' volleyball team you can root for.
Yeah, well, I do. I root for the okay. women's baseball team at FSU. So anyway,
all right.
Hey, good morning. The three fastest hours anywhere on Morning Talk Radio. Good to have everybody with us. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, all the way with you to 9 a.m. Talk Radio. WBOB, the White House Budget Office, yesterday is telling federal agencies to prepare for a possible government shutdown because they cannot reach an agreement on a must-pass spending bill, and it's not the Republicans' fault, it's the progressives in the Democratic Party.
Democratic leaders feeling the pressure, trying to show they are making progress on President Biden's domestic agenda. So progress on how to pay for the bill, but no agreement on how much it will cost. And that's the real sticking point. Progressives want $3.5 trillion for everything from childcare to fighting climate change. Progressives are now threatening to tank the bipartisan infrastructure bill unless they get what they want in a larger deal. Progressives say it's both bills or no bill, turning up the heat on Speaker Pelosi.
ABC News' Rachel Scott, the committee investigating the January 6th riots is now subpoena several former Trump officials. Fox News.
Former Trump administration officials issued subpoenas to appear before the committee investigating the January 6th riot.
Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has been issued a subpoena by the House Select Committee investigating January 6th. Former Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino, former Defense Department official Kash Patel, and former White House advisor Stephen Bannon are also being instructed to produce materials and appear at depositions next month. Committee members have indicated they want to know more about meetings with former President Trump in the days leading up to the violent Capitol breach that disrupted the counting of the Electoral College. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A brand new Fox News poll shows that 65% of voters favor keeping Roe versus Wade. In fact, for the first time, 53% of Republicans support keeping Roe versus Wade as this case will head to the U.S. Supreme Court. Fox News legal correspondent Shannon Bream says the court probably will not end Roe versus Wade, but focus more on certain viability issues.
I think it doesn't mean that abortion in this country would go away, access to abortion. I do think there could be more limits. I think now we're having these different conversations because viability is changing. I mean, science and technology and medicine is making it so that babies as early as 21 weeks into a pregnancy actually can survive in some cases. Viability is kind of viewed as 23, 24 weeks for, a broader set of cases. So I think because so much has changed since Roe in 1973, that question about viability.
The U.S. Supreme Court meets up next month as well. And another top issue that will be addressing the court. Both sides have said that they are already looking at this topic on how the Supreme Court will come down is based on a New York case about whether or not you can carry a gun outside of your home. The latest with this, Reuters News.
The U.S. Supreme Court stepped back into the heated debate over gun rights, agreeing to hear a challenge backed by the National Rifle Association to New York State's restrictions on people carrying concealed handguns in public. Lower courts rejected the argument made by two gun owners and the NRA's New York affiliate that the restrictions violated the Constitution's Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. The Supreme Court will hear the appeal next term. The case could lead to the most consequential ruling on the scope of the Second Amendment in more than a decade.
And on the issue of education, new numbers show that more parents are enrolling their children into charter schools, the biggest increase they've seen in more than close to a decade.
According to an analysis from the National Alliance for Public Charter Schools, during the 2020-2021 school year, charter school enrollment grew 7%, the largest increase in half a decade. Same for private schools. By comparison, district school enrollment dropped precipitously in every state. To be exact, 1.4 million students left their government-run school district.
That's from Fox and Friends Weekend, Pete Hegseth. That's always, to me, a big issue,
right,
on the reason why parents are sending their kids over to charter school. I'm always curious, is it based on the overall area that you don't think your child is doing good enough with the grades? Is it the standardized testing we have? Is it because of all the COVID protocols? So there's a lot to throw out against the wall there,
yeah,
Raj.
Yeah, and another one, maybe they don't like the culture of the school. They feel their kids are being bullied, or they're being exposed to things that don't, you know, support their values.
But here's the problem. On this radio show, Roger is the bully. This is a public school, and I can't go to another charter school. I'm stuck with you, Raj. I'm just kidding, man.
You have no choice.
Hey, by the way, how's the camera, man? You got it all over. You need two or three cams, don't you?
Well, we actually could bring another one in if you want to, you know, have different angles.
We should. We got to split the screen. Yeah, you can watch us live on the air at Facebook.com. Look up the Ed and Roger Morning Show. Raj, we are loaded up with guests on a Friday morning, but a couple of issues we want to get to also coming up in a few moments. Latest poll numbers on the president. Independents are really knocking his numbers down. Possible government shutdown. And by the way, you can't blame the Republicans on this one. This one's on the Democrats.
Exactly. They can't even get on the same page with how much money they want to spend.
That's exactly.
Spend a lot or spend a whole lot.
Roger, it's pretty bad when they have to come down and increase the taxes on cigarettes when they don't have enough money. So anyway,
exactly.
Coming up on 11 minutes after 6 a.m., it's Ed and Roger. Good to have everybody with us right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some slow traffic on 295 headed north right at Phillips Highway. It's from an earlier accident that has that right lane blocked, so be aware and add about 4 extra minutes. And if there's anything you see, since we can't see it all, just give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunny to partly cloudy today. We'll have a high of 84. This evening clear with a low of 66. Currently it is 66 degrees.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and you've heard me talk a lot about diamonds, but as a certified gemologist of the American Gem Society, we're experts on colored gemstones too, and there are hundreds of varieties and species in the gem kingdom. As certified gemologists, we're trained on the identification of each of these and can separate the man-made synthetics and imitations from the real thing. But at Underwoods, we can go to the next step. We're active buyers of loose colored stones in the world markets, so we understand the values of colored stones as they relate back to the various qualities. In fact, we buy most of our colored stones loose and create pieces of jewelry to hold these gems, so you can be assured of the authenticity, the quality, and value of the colored stone jewelry we sell. So if you're looking for a fine quality emerald, sapphire, ruby, aquamarine, opal, tanzanite, tourmaline, savorite garnet, alexandrite, or any other gemstone, come by and see us at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
It's important to love what you do and who you do it for. And that's easy when you work at American Electrical Contracting. They're always looking for new ways to invest in their employees. This year alone, they've increased employee benefits by 25%, doubled their life insurance policy, and added an extra scheduled holiday. Plus, they offer tuition assistance for higher education. American Electrical Contracting focuses on excellence and professionalism. Pursue excellence personally and professionally at American Electrical Contracting. Hiring now. Call 737-7770. Visit American American-Electrical.com.
President Biden has declared war on the small business owners of America. He's pushed for a massive tax increase, and his $2 trillion infrastructure plan is a $2 trillion tax hike on American employers. Job Creators Network works hard to fight these attacks, and they're looking for a few good men and women to join their Small Business Advocacy and Advisor Program. They will prepare you to be a leader for small businesses in your community, your state, and the country you love. If you want to join the fight, go to joinjcn.com now. That's joinjcn. They need you. America needs you.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Both sides of the gun debate will be watching closely as the U.S. Supreme Court takes up a gun rights case in their upcoming session. New education analysis shows more parents are choosing charter schools. Over the last year, it's become the biggest enrollment increase in a decade. And on Thursday, Governor DeSantis announced the state is buying 3,000 doses of a new monoclonal antibody treatment. The Biden administration made the decision last week to limit the number of treatments Florida and other states can receive.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, coming up on 60 minutes after 6 a.m., it's N. Roger. Good morning, everybody, right here on Talk Radio WBOB. It's going to be interesting to see what happens this weekend. This is not, no, you normally would blame the opposite party if things couldn't get passed. Now, of course, Schumer and these guys will blame the Republicans, but watch this weekend where the Democrats go. Nancy Pelosi's talking about bringing up a 1.2 coupled possibly with a 3.5 human infrastructure bill, a social spending bill. The moderates want it. The liberal, the progressive wing, the squad, AOC, and the rest of the types have said they will try to block it. They will not support it unless you bring up the human infrastructure bill before you bring up the real infrastructure bill. And the White House is telling government offices it is quite possible we could see another government shutdown.
One of the things we are focusing on is the chaos that could still undo all of this in Washington because they're trying to move on a variety of fronts here, and simultaneously, easier said than done. At issue is the planned vote on Monday, we were told, that would come for that bipartisan infrastructure package. But it's not quite that easy. And now Nancy Pelosi, in the last 24 hours, seems to have dialed that back, that view that this is a gimme for next Monday.
That's the host of Your World on the Fox News Network and the Fox Business Network, Neil Cavuto. That's what I'm going to tell everybody. It's just exciting to watch this because it's the progressives in the party, Roger, that are messing things up for the Democrats.
Yeah, they don't think that they're, I guess what used to be
called
extreme left wings and now the moderates. And now we've got something that's so extreme that we don't know what to call them.
That's funny. Here's ABC News' Rachel Scott again, where it just shows that the progressives are demanding everything.
Democratic leaders feeling the pressure, trying to show they are making progress on President Biden's domestic agenda. So progress on how to pay for the bill, but no agreement on how much it will cost. And that's the real sticking point. Progressives want $3.5 trillion for everything from childcare to fighting climate change. Progressives are now threatening to tank the bipartisan infrastructure bill unless they get what they want in a larger deal. Progressives say it's both bills or no bill, turning up the heat on Speaker Pelosi.
That's ABC News' Rachel Scott. Jason Riley from the Wall Street Journal says, what is up with all of these Dems? I mean, how can they argue for a mandate when we really don't see one?
I can't get past the numbers. We're talking about, you know, World War II level spending. We are not at war, let alone a world war. And Biden is behaving, and the Democrats are behaving, as if they have this huge mandate to just spend and spend and spend, and they don't. And now you look at what's going on with inflation and how all the spending could exacerbate that.
On the issue of abortion, Fox News poll has released a survey out this week. 65% favor keeping Roe versus Wade. Now, this is going to be a big issue because the U.S. Supreme Court says they will hear the challenge to certain laws like Mississippi and Texas coming up in December, right, just a few months away of this year. But here's what's interesting about the poll. For the first time, over half of Republicans support keeping Roe versus Wade. According to the Fox News numbers, 53% of Republicans support keeping the law intact, 77% of Democrats, and 64% of independents. White Catholics, 72% support it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Catholics?
That's what I'm looking at this.
Huh. Interesting.
And 49% of white evangelicals believe that Roe versus Wade should stick around. Wow. Just incredible on these numbers out there. Overall views on abortion, 49% think abortion should be legal in all, in most cases. So the numbers really fluctuate.
Mm-hmm.
Cases of rape or incest. This will be another big issue, as we said, coming in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. Fox News legal correspondent Jenna Bream says the court most likely won't end it. Instead, something that needs to be addressed is the viability issues because of modern technology on being able to look at the baby inside a mother's womb and through certain graphics at the hospital. Here's the clip.
I think it doesn't mean that abortion in this country would go away, access to abortion. I do think there could be more limits. I think now we're having these different conversations because viability is changing. I mean, science and technology and medicine is making it so that babies as early as 21 weeks into a pregnancy actually can survive in some cases. Viability is kind of viewed as 23, 24 weeks for, a broader set of cases. So I think because so much has changed since Roe in 1973, that question about viability.
So, Roger, we had a big story that came out a couple of weeks back where we believe, it was in FloridaDaily.com, that the abortion issue could become front and center in the 2022 campaigns. Here's the latest from TheHill.com.
Republicans and Democrats are gearing up to make abortion a major campaign issue ahead of the midterms as the Supreme Court prepares to hear a case that could diminish Roe v. Wade. This issue is already influencing races across the country.
That's where Democrats want to...
So there's one right there. So they think it could be a top issue.
Interestingly, I was speaking to our legal contributor, Ron Davis, about this very issue. He believes that if you are pro-life, you should support Roe versus Wade. And if I understand him correctly, the reason for it is that the language in Roe versus Wade has to do with viability. And medical progress has been made to such a level that viability is so much earlier now in the pregnancy that if you actually are in support of the life movement, you should support Roe v. Wade.
So he's using reverse psychology.
No, it's legal, you know, because viability back in the 1970s, totally different than viability in 2021.
Point. Here's Fox News radio reporter John Decker. He says the two groups that will be energized will be liberal Democrats and evangelicals.
That's where Democrats want to energize their base ahead of the November election. And two issues that they believe can energize the base are the issues of abortion and also health care, specifically the future of the Affordable Care Act. But it's also important to remember that the issue of abortion cuts both ways. The issue of abortion motivates and energizes the evangelical base.
So that's going to be a big thing. So I sent that to you. 72% of white Catholics, according to the Fox News poll, I had a relook at this, support letting the decision stand of Roe versus Wade. Now,
we have to remember President Biden, Nancy Pelosi,
yeah,
both pro-abortion. And
John Kerry at the time?
Yeah, they're all Catholics.
So, coming up next, speaking about Democrats who you think would be a little bit more conservative on the pro-life issue, which they're not, what happened to the days of Bill Clinton and the Democratic Party of Barack H. Obama that supported charter schools and a little bit of school choice?
Mm-hmm.
That has gone out the window, but we'll talk about it, how it's making a big comeback. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 623, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on US 1 headed south a little past Moncrief Road. You're going to add about 3 extra minutes there. Looking at that usual slow traffic around NAS Jacks, add about 4 minutes there. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunny to partly cloudy today. We'll have a high of 84. This evening clear with a low of 66. Currently it is 66 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence.
Maybe you've been in the military for 20 some odd years and you never fired your weapon, but you've seen things and you've heard things and you've witnessed terrible things that have happened to not only your friends but citizens. that builds up. And then I got sent home for medical treatment. They told me straight up, hey, you got problems.
Canines for Warriors pairs specially trained service dogs with vets in need.
And we're asking pointed questions because we're trying to pair them with a good match for them, a good dog. And so we kind of have guided conversations what the Warrior requires and how we can best suit that with our dogs.
Your generosity will go right to work to help pair a struggling Warrior with a shelter dog trained to help veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Give your best gift today by going to caninesforwarriors.org.
A plumbing problem is an immediate problem. You can't wait around for a convenient time for a plumber to stop by. Roland Reisch Plumbing is Jacksonville's award-winning get-it-done-right-away plumber. Call as soon as you see a problem. Call 904-260-7059. Whether the problem is large or small, routine or a middle-of-the-night emergency, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by to get it done right, on time, and at the right price. Call 904-260-7059. Your friends and neighbors have relied on Roland Reisch Plumbing for years. Roland's motto is, have a leak? No need to wait a week. Call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Check them at plumbingjacksonville.com. Make Roland Reisch Plumbing your plumber. Gives you peace of mind knowing somebody's standing by ready to help you 24/7. Roland Reisch Plumbing, 904-260-7059.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and host of the Best Stocks Now show. I've been a professional money manager for the last 22 years. I write a weekly newsletter called Best Stocks Now. If you'd like to get a free sample, you can go to GundersonCapital.com. Make sure to tune in to Best Stocks Now on this station.
Tune in to Best Stocks Now with Bill Gunderson every Saturday afternoon at 2 here on WBOB. And Monday through Fridays at 11 a.m. on our sister station, Talk 100.3.
WBOB is news and information.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
WBOB is traffic and weather.
Good morning. Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds.
WBOB is conservative opinion.
It was a procedural move, but it was a win for Republicans.
And faith.
To let God decide in our hearts what is good for the kingdom.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
The U.S. Supreme Court stepped back into the heated debate over gun rights, agreeing to hear a challenge backed by the National Rifle Association to New York State's restrictions on people carrying concealed handguns in public. Lower courts rejected the argument made by two gun owners and the NRA's New York affiliate that the restrictions violated the Constitution's Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. The Supreme Court will hear the appeal next term. The case could lead to the most consequential ruling on the scope of the Second Amendment in more than a decade.
That is from Reuters News, coming up on 28 minutes after 6 a.m. So this is going to be a tremendous year politically for all of you political junkies to see. When I mean tremendous, I mean a big time election season. You've got the abortion discussion coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the gun rights, a big gun rights debate coming up. Then you're going to have the fast track of all these vaccine mandates that then now President Biden wants to just go ahead and do it and ignore the constitutional process. And he's maybe trying to do it through an executive order because he sure as heck won't get this done through the legislative process. So many of you got 24 state governors, including Florida, Ashley Moody, the R girl, the attorney general says, hey, we're going to take you guys to court. And now they may think it go all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah. And another thing that's going to probably make the political season interesting is how many more moderate Democrats are going to be primaried by the squad.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. So we've got all of this coming up next. We're going to talk about this. Charter schools making a big movement as far as, well, you may have to fill in the blank. When I mean, Ed, what do you mean by that? There's a big increase, largest in close to half, to almost a half through a decade, parents sending kids to charter schools. But the question is it based on all of the above, or is it based on COVID protocols, the cultural discipline? You don't really believe that the grades are actually going up? Is it the standardized assessment test out there?
Or just the PR, because people are talking about it and parents didn't realize that was an option.
Yeah. So we'll talk more about this coming up next. It's Ed and Roger Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600 and 101.1 FM, the conservative voice of Jacksonville, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. President Biden is set to host the first in-person gathering of leaders of the Indo-Pacific Alliance, known as the Quad, today. Mr. Biden wants to focus greater attention on the Pacific in the face of what the U.S. sees as China's coercive economic practices and unsettling military maneuvering in the region. Top congressional Democrats say they and the White House have agreed to a framework of tax options to pay for their emerging $3.5 trillion social and environmental bill. The party has been divided over its final size and its details. World shares are mostly lower, though Japan's benchmark jumped as it caught up after a holiday. Shares fell in Paris, London, Shanghai, and Hong Kong, but climbed 2% Friday in Tokyo. On Wall Street, Dow futures are off 92 points. NASDAQ futures are down 74. More details at srnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Johnson. A lawsuit filed by a group of parents against Episcopal School of Jacksonville regarding face masks has been permanently dismissed. Last month, at least 10 parents said the school's COVID-19 policy requiring unvaccinated students to wear masks usurped Governor DeSantis's Parents' Bill of Rights, banning universal mask mandates and COVID-19 harassment, a term used to define special treatment against a student in connection to rules on masking, testing, and quarantining. However, a Duval County Circuit Court judge agreed with attorneys representing the school that the Parents' Bill of Rights doesn't impact or represent private schools' policies. A heavy police presence overnight in Nassau County after a barrage of gunfire was heard around 2:45 this morning. Sam is now a hurricane. The storm is currently less than 1,500 miles east-southeast of the northern Leeward Islands. Top winds are at 75 miles an hour. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Fishing in Florida attracts millions of visitors to our state, supports more than 100,000 jobs, and contributes to $35 billion in our state's water-based economy each year. The future of Florida's fishing industry depends on a healthy Everglades. Protect our fishing. Restore America's Everglades. Learn more at evergladesfoundation.org.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Some light traffic on US 1 headed south, a little past Moncrief Road. You're going to add about 3 extra minutes there. Looking at that usual slow traffic around NAS Jacks, add about 4 minutes there. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunny to partly cloudy today. We'll have a high of 84. This evening clear with a low of 66. Currently it is 66 degrees. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Subpoenas are being issued to former Trump officials by the committee investigating the January 6 riots. A brand new Fox News poll shows that 65% favor keeping Roe v. Wade. And with Democrats still trying to reach a deal on some spending items, the White House Budget Office now tells federal agencies to start preparing for a possible government shutdown.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM,
WBOB.
Hey, don't forget, you can download that radio app. Thousands of you listen to The Morning Show by listening to your iPhone, the smartphone. Download the app, WBOB.com. It is free, no monthly charge, no pop-ups. It is free, again, to everybody. Again, just go to WBOB.com. Every time I see you give me a strange look, did I say something?
No.
Okay,
no.
Just making sure, man.
Well, right. You need to have, you know, cell service, which is not free, but it's, you know, as long as you have that.
Well, if you got cell service, if you didn't have cell service, it doesn't apply to you. That's a good one, Raj. So anyway, don't forget, you can watch us live on the air all the way with you to 9 a.m. Go to Facebook.com and just look for Ed Roger in the Morning Show right there. Just type in Ed Roger Morning Show. Barney Bishop, one of our good friends, is the former executive director of the Florida Democratic Party, very well-known columnist at FloridaDaily.com. Barney, let me play for you a clip. This is from the Wall Street Journal editorial report. Both sides of the gun control debate are gearing up. I mean, this is the perfect storm for coming up in 2022 midterms for all the political junkies. You got abortion issue, the vaccine mandates, which I may touch upon with you in just a moment. Here's the, again, the editorial report from the Wall Street Journal about which case is coming up in front of the U.S. Supreme Court this year.
Supreme Court this week setting the stage for its first major gun rights decision in more than a decade, said that they will consider the scope of the Second Amendment next term in a case concerning a New York law that imposes strict limits on individuals carrying a concealed handgun outside the home.
Bear, you know, now, Barney, I don't know all the specifics. Carrying it outside of a home, that could be concealed carry. I think if you do it incrementally, that's the way it should be done. But Barney, is this going to be a big issue? I mean, even though it's out of New York, it can have other ramifications. Here in the state of Florida, the Democrats want to go after guns because of all the, quote, gun violence taking place. But, Barney, I see something that we have not seen before in years. The two biggest groups of people buying guns are those in the black community and females out there. And, you know, you and I can spend an hour on this issue. Gun prices will probably go up if they think that the Supreme Court is not going to do something that's more pro-gun rights. Barney, this is going to be a very interesting topic going into 2022.
Ed, you nailed it. I mean, look, if you look in a comparable period from January of 2019 to April of 2020, 4 million men in America bought guns, but 3.5 million women also bought guns. That is that's unheard of, to have that many women. And it is going across African-American minority lines, and it's because of the liberal, no bail, don't arrest, let the shootouts happen. And as a result, these governors and mayors in blue cities, especially the large urban cities in America, are getting killed, and so is the Biden administration on this issue. This is a traditional issue for the Democrats to bring up. It's stupid as can be to do that in Florida, which leads with over 2 million gun owners in the state. This is suicide.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Here's Martha McCallum, host of The Story, on the Fox News Network. President Biden's numbers, the latest Gallup poll, he's hovering around still around 43%. His numbers may go up a little bit. Independents, only 37%. Around January this year, it was 61%. Now it's around 35, 37% of independents support him now. Here's the latest clip.
President Biden taking a look at some very, very weak numbers in his standing among independents. 61% support. Back in January, he's at 37 now, which is obviously a huge drop, and it's south of where we have seen any prior president in that particular reading.
You know, Barney, set aside what happened in Afghanistan. His numbers were going down before Afghanistan. Afghanistan's been pretty quiet as of lately. His numbers continue to remain flat, in some cases going down. Barney, you could pick your choice. Does it have to do with the mixed messaging of COVID? What's going on with the border? They don't think the economy's coming back. I mean, you talk to people out there. You're also in the lobbying world. What are people saying the main reason why? And if you had to look at independents, I guess you could ask, what's their big issue?
Well, so to your first question, what am I hearing? What we're seeing across the country is the biggest issue that Biden is facing, and that is he sold himself to America in the campaign as a centrist. He's governing as a far-left wacko. And his debacle, he's got self-inflicted wounds. His debacle in Afghan, where it was a disorderly, just like Saigon in the Vietnam War withdrawal, and leaving people behind, and we're getting stories every day still of Americans that are still left behind that we haven't gotten out. He promised that he'd leave no Americans behind. Then on top of that, you have the border crisis, and that has not worked well as well. And as a result of that, people are being released into the United States that haven't gotten their vaccine. And then you have all that 15,000 people, which they can't account for. There's hardly nobody left. And they've only come up with about 5,000-6,000 that they can account for. So what happened to the other 9,000?
Yeah.
And then you have the utter failure on COVID.
Yeah.
Look, the president and the CDC and the FDA, the three agencies, they can't get together. And Biden said he was going to do a better job than Trump. Trump invented the vaccine. Biden can't seem to tell people what to do. And it's frustrating and it's anguish. And it's all piling on the president, and he's doing it to himself.
Barney, are you at the Village Inn? Every time we talk to you, me and Roger are like, what restaurant is he at this morning? All the background noise.
Waffle,
I'm kidding.
Waffle, yeah. Waffle House.
So actually, the Village Inn is actually quite nice over there. Barney Bishop, real quick before I let you go, one other issue. A federal judge out of Miami struck down the Florida sanctuary law. To me, is it a big issue? It's not as big as it is compared to cities like San Francisco and what you may see in other states. Here's the latest clip. Here's Fox News' Rob Dawson. Listen to this.
Parts of a Florida law on immigration enforcement are struck down by a federal judge as racially motivated.
U.S. District Judge Beth Bloom says the parts of the law that raised the red flag were the section banning local government sanctuary policies and requiring local law enforcement to make an effort to work with federal immigration enforcement. The bill was signed into law by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in 2019 and was a priority of his administration. DeSantis' spokesperson says the state would appeal. Bloom ruled that sections of the law were racist because supporters showed no evidence as to why those...
Everything's a racist. That's just too funny.
Of course.
Let me just say this. If you're Nikki Fried and the Democrats want to come out, now follow me for a second. Roger and I were talking about this yesterday. Again, follow the optics, since, you know, that's what many of us all do before we find out the real issue. Having said this, and that's like, but Roger and I was saying, Roger, let's follow the optics for a second. If the numbers are going south for the Biden administration, definitely on the issue of immigration, illegal immigration, pretty much for the most part. And you're Nikki Fried, you're Charlie Crist, you're a Democrat running in the state of Florida, wanting to oppose not enforcing a ban on sanctuary cities. Then you couple that with what you see going on with illegal immigrants coming south of the border. I got news for you. Based on the optics, I don't think that sells for the Democrats.
Well, it doesn't. And here's the reality. Nobody expected this woke judge to vote in favor of DeSantis to begin with. The press makes a big deal of this because this is the decision they want. They probably won't like the decision out of the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. And look, if it ever gets to the United States Supreme Court, I wouldn't count DeSantis out. The press always hypes all of these judges that didn't get overturned, but you don't really hear about the case getting overturned. But here's the real story, Ed and Raj, that you probably talked about earlier this week. On the latest voter registration numbers in Florida, the difference between Democrats and Republicans is only 32,000. It wasn't but years ago that there were 100,000 different. And listen, of that 32,000, there's going to be that many centrist and conservative Democrats like me that are registered Democrats, but we don't vote for Democrats.
Right.
We vote for God and country.
Hold on. But focus to me on this issue. Is this because, now this is the trick question, Barney, is this because people are coming to the Republican aisle, or are they going to become independents, and that's also been able to increase the Republican numbers?
Well, the independents are going up, but remember that when you become an independent, unless it's your very first time ever registering, you left the party of your choice, and you tend to still vote for that party, not necessarily all the people, because you left the party because they either took a position or a person in the party you didn't like. But the truth of the matter is, now we've got equity. And look, the latest Rasmussen poll just came out yesterday, President Trump, who you know I don't want to see run again, and he's already beaten Biden and Kamala Harris.
Yeah, I saw that.
Look, this is unbelievable. What's happening to President Biden is he is cratering. And if he could just learn to read that that reader program for him without squinting, if he could just answer some questions that aren't vetted by his own staff, and if his answers aren't cut off by his own staff, I think he might have a chance to survive.
He might. Who knows? All right. Hey, Barney, have a good weekend, man. It's going to be good weather.
And, y'all take care.
Talk to you later, man. All Love right. you, man. Barney Bishop, former executive director of the Florida Democratic Party. I was just going to say, would you please tell the server you want just black coffee, okay? You know, stop interrupting us. So anyway, I'm just kidding. More coming up next. It's N. Roger Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Pretty smooth roads for the most part, but there is a bit of slow traffic on Phillips Highway headed south, just past 295. You're going to add an extra 3 minutes there, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunny to partly cloudy today. We'll have a high of 84. This evening clear with a low of 66. Currently it is 66 degrees.
Hi, my name is Charmaine. I enter City Rescue Mission's Life Builders Addiction Recovery Program in May 2020 during the height of COVID-19. My journey to CRM was not an easy one. I was homeless, jumping from couch to couch, bus stop to bus stop, only focused on feeding my drug and alcohol addictions to cover a lifetime of hurt and anger. Little did I know that God was guiding me to City Rescue Mission. The first night I got here, I cried. It just felt so good to be clean and safe. Over the past year, I have received the help and love that I have needed for so long. I will soon move into my own apartment, something I have never had in my life before. God guided me to CRM, and I will not let him or myself down. And I'm finally excited about life.
I'm Paul Stassi, Executive Director of City Rescue Mission. This is just one example of the many lives who have been transformed here at CRM, and we couldn't do it without you. Would you continue to help us to provide hope, healing, and change for those in need? Visit us at crmjax.org to learn more or make a donation.
Experience positive and encouraging teaching from renowned pastor, Bible teacher, and best-selling author, Dr. David Jeremiah. Reserve your free tickets now to attend An Evening with David Jeremiah for an unforgettable night of enriching Bible study, uplifting fellowship, and powerful worship. Coming to Jacksonville at the ViStar Veterans Memorial Arena on Thursday, October 7th at 7 p.m. You won't want to miss this special one-night-only event. Get your free tickets at davidjeremiah.org/tour.
This year marks the 64th anniversary for Boger Shoes on Park Street here in Jacksonville. In order for a family business to celebrate 64 years of serving their community, they must be doing something right. And that something is good old-fashioned customer service. Boger Shoes has filled the footwear needs of thousands of customers in Northeast Florida for over six decades and have a reputation of being the shoe store Jacksonville prefers if there's any type of podiatry issue. Boger specializes in orthopedic and diabetic shoes and offers custom inserts that are made in-house by prescription. And if there are no medical issues, Boger's is a great place to also shop for running, walking, dress, casual kids, and even baby shoes. Whether you need shoes that help with pain or just want comfortable, stylish footwear, stop by 1014 Park Street in Riverside, meet the staff, and check out Boger's great inventory. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
You're a facilities director. You're within budget. Life is good. Finally. Then that red light goes off on your pump station. Well, so much for the budget. Get a preventive maintenance program from the Pump Station Pros. Call us. We can help. 904-249-8080. We're Consolidated Utilities, the Pump Station Pros, since 1948. 249-8080. That's 904-249-8080.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. New education analysis shows more parents are choosing charter schools. Over the last year, it's become the biggest enrollment increase in a decade. On Thursday, Governor Ron DeSantis announced the state is buying 3,000 doses of new monoclonal antibody treatment. The Biden administration made the decision last week to limit the number of treatments Florida and other states receive. And both sides of the gun debate will be watching closely as the U.S. Supreme Court takes up a gun rights case in the upcoming session.
contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Coming up on 6:49. Good morning, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Don't forget you can interact with us on Facebook.com. By watching us live, go to Facebook.com/The Ed and Roger Morning Show. We have so many names, it doesn't matter. It's Ed and Roger. Roger and Ed is funny. So anyway, if you just go to Facebook.com, type in the search bar, Ed and Roger Morning Show. You can watch us live on the air. We got the Facebook stuff going up. I'm trying to interact with a few friends of mine that are there.
Yeah, people will even comments, that kind of thing.
Yeah, like, Ed, cut the mullet. I'm like, this is no mullet, man. What are you talking about, man? My dude's tight, all right? So anyway, 904-831-0600. Coming up in the next hour, we'll get a lot of discussion about whether or not we should have nonpartisan elections and even among our school districts. So that's a big topic we'd like to bring up here as well. We got a lot of the issues to get to right now. The January 6th committee investigation. Now, many of you know where we stand on this issue. What happened on January 6th was not an insurrection or to take over the government. What it was a riot, okay? It was nonsensical. It was stupid what hundreds of you tried to pull so you could get on because you thought that somehow Mike Pence and his constitutional duty, I use that in air quotes, by the way, was going to overturn the election because you felt that Dominion voting machines with Hugo Chavez, with George Soros, now it's China and whatever else out there, stole the election, okay? Again, what you know and what you can prove are two different things. But what we saw on January 6th, yes, many of those, not all the Trump supporters, but many of those that were involved should be arrested or at least should do community service. Right?
Okay. All right. Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. And I mean, if I'm being too tough,
now, most of the people there were, in fact, peacefully protesting and never stepped foot inside of the Capitol. We're talking about those who, you know, busted
like
the window.
Almost 600.
And breached the actual Capitol building.
Right. And by the way, oh, Your Honor, I got caught up in the heat of the moment. I'm sorry, my friends. That doesn't sell in front of a judge, nor should it sell.
And whatever an idiot, you know, put up the noose that said, hang Mike Pence.
Yeah, that was stupid. But we are consistent on this radio show. Mm-hmm. Now, Roger, I don't speak for you many times, but if I'm wrong, you tell me. I don't think you need a January 6th committee. We know what happened. The reason why they're having this committee is based on politics to go after Trump and believing that they will have a tough time getting reelected. Why not just bring up images of January 6th, by the way, which I think could hurt Trump if Trump wants to run in 2024. Okay.
Well, there's something called peaking too early if it is in fact politically motivated by Republicans digging in their heels and refusing to cooperate. They're actually dragging it out closer to election day.
But this is ridiculous. I don't support a January 6th investigation committee because it's all based on politics. We knew what happened because where is the investigation to look into BLM and Antifa for the more damage that they cause, for the more life that they cause, for more people getting hurt that they cause? Where's the committee for that? We are very consistent here on this radio show. Well, now here's the latest from Fox News. The Democrats have now subpoenaed former Trump officials and want them to come in front of them to talk about, what did you guys know before January 6th?
Former Trump administration officials issued subpoenas to appear before the committee investigating the January 6th riot.
Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has been issued a subpoena by the House Select Committee investigating January 6th. Former Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino, former Defense Department official Kash Patel, and former White House advisor Stephen Bannon are also being instructed to produce materials and appear at depositions next month. Committee members have indicated they want to know more about meetings with former President Trump in the days leading up to the violent Capitol breach that disrupted the counting of the Electoral College. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
I'm laughing. Because we know what took place on January 6th. Somehow, is it, you know what this is? This is nothing more than another fake Russia collusion hoax. We knew what happened with Russia and Trump. You want to happen? Nothing was there. It was all done by the Clinton campaign. We all know that. That's documented. We know what happened. I don't blame the president for what happened on January 6th because there were chatter what was going on before the president spoke that day.
Mm-hmm.
But can you imagine the commercials when the president says, let's go down there. They'll edit out peacefully, whatever. Let's go. First off, the president thought that he could overturn this election. He was wrong on this issue. See, folks, we focus on the issues on this radio show, not on the individual. And this is what many of my friends should learn to do. But as bad as January 6th was, to have an investigation committee, to me, Roger, I may be wrong. I think it's just a complete joke because it's all based on politics.
Should there be some type of investigation? Now, does it rise to the level of congressional investigation? Well, who knows? To determine why was not the National Guard called out immediately when the Capitol Police were asking for it up front?
That's a great point. Well, to me, why not have the FBI do the investigation instead of Congress do the investigation,
okay,
right? Congress isn't doing an investigation right now on the Russia collusion. I mean, they've done it, but they left it to a special counsel, Bob Mueller. That was a complete joke. John Durham, hopefully he'll get a few more arrests, you'd think. Who knows where that's going to go? But you let the FBI do the investigation. You don't make it political out there.
All right.
I think you got a valid point. I would do the investigation of who knew what was going on, how was this planned, and then again, you'd have to subpoena Facebook, Twitter. What was the other one?
Parler.
Parler?
In fact.
What was said?
In fact, Parler was basically shut down by, I believe, Amazon servers, but someone went and captured all the video before it was shut down, and that video apparently has been crucial to this investigation.
Yeah. By the way, 35 House Republicans voted along to bring up this special investigation.
35 Republicans joined every House Democrat to approve legislation creating a commission styled after a panel set up after the 9/11 terror attacks. But Republican leadership opposes what they view as a slanted and unbalanced panel and too limited in scope.
So this is going, as Roger says, this is going to drag on. Let the FBI do the investigation and see what happens with this. All right. All right. More coming up next. 6:55. It's Ed and Roger. Good to have everybody with us right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We have light traffic on Greenland Road headed east, right at Old St. Augustine Road. And on Old St. Augustine Road headed south, right at Greenland, we have some light traffic. You're going to add 5 minutes in both areas. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunny to partly cloudy today. We'll have a high of 84. This evening clear with a low of 66. Currently it is 66 degrees.
Nolan Ryan has just pitched his seventh career no-hitter.
Hi, I'm Nolan Ryan. This is my wife, Ruth. We drink LeBlue bottled water every day. LeBlue is the purest, best-tasting water we have found anywhere in the market.
Our bodies love LeBlue, and yours will, too.
If you want to hydrate like a Hall of Famer, ask for LeBlue Ultra Pure Bottled Water by name at your favorite retailer. Or go to LeBlue.com to have it delivered to your home, your office, or your church. That's LeBlue, LeBlue.com.
Sunbelt Gated Access Systems is all about safety, your safety. You maintain your car to keep safe on the road. You should maintain your home and business the same way. If you need repair or maintenance for your gated community, home, or business, Sunbelt Gated Access Systems is here to serve you. Sunbelt Gated Access Systems is your trusted, local, family-owned company that prioritizes your safety. They have the knowledge, quality products, and services to provide you with affordable, effective answers. Call Sunbelt Gated Access Systems for maintenance or installation. Visit SunbeltSYS.com.
The American Freedom Tour is coming to Jacksonville. I'm Dean Black, chairman of the Republican Party of Duval County, and it's time for Republicans to get motivated and defend freedom. For two historic days, Friday and Saturday, October 8th and 9th, the American Freedom Tour will be in Jacksonville. Come see Donald Trump Jr.
Joe Biden's entire economic platform seems designed to crush the working man and woman. Biden has promised to take that money back out of your pocket and keep it in the swamp.
Kaylee McEnany.
64% of the nation are concerned that the growing criticism of America's police will lead to a shortage of police officers. That will harm all Americans. It's an untenable principle, and that's a really unacceptable proposition.
Dan Bongino, Dinesh D'Souza, and many, many more. Get your tickets now at DuvalGOP.com. This is an historic Republican event. You don't want to miss it. Go to DuvalGOP.com. I will see you there.
What if I told you you could save a baby's life for just $28? What's true? Preborn is a ministry doing just that with the help of people just like you by offering free ultrasound sessions to pregnant women and girls who might otherwise choose to end their pregnancy. We know that pregnant girls and women who can see their babies on ultrasound are far more likely to choose life. Your gift today can save babies' lives. Just $28 can give a mother who is abortion-minded the chance to see the truth of the baby that is growing inside her. $140 can do this for 5 girls and women. And a $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or 5 or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. Call 833-850-BABY. That's 833-850-2229. Or give online, preborn.org/radio.
It's coming up on 7 a.m. Got a couple more hours left and ready to go. Don't forget, you can watch us on Facebook.com. Look for Ed and Roger on the Morning Show. Watch us live on the air. Facebook.com, Ed and Roger. With the just put in Roger Morning Show.
And share us with your Facebook page so we can reach more people.
That's right, man. We appreciate it. 904-831-0600. Nonpartisan school elections and other ones throughout the state. Do we need to have them around so we can let you determine on who you should vote for? Some people say yes, some people say no. We'll have that discussion coming up. Plus a lot more news. Ed Roger, Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruit Cove, the conservative voice of Jacksonville.